Hello, my name is James Sagerton. I'm the chair of the National Finance Committee. This is the November 8, 2022 meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. We believe we have a quorum, and I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll. Arpal?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Chris Corey?
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Here.
Kamau Harris?
Here.
Julie Hewitt? Arpal Martin here. James McFadden? Dawn Kelly McPherson?
Howdy.
James Sagerton?
Here.
Susan Young?
Here.
Okay, that's eight. You got a quorum.
Very good. I just wanted to let you know, Arpal, that James McFadden and Stephanie Wells both contacted me to let me know that they could not be here. Hadn't heard from Julie, but she may join us later. Okay, so now we're going to go to the agenda. I'll read it. Number one, convene meeting, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Number two, roll call. Number three, adopt agenda. Number four, chair's announcements, 2 minutes. Number five, minutes for 3 minutes. Number six, KPFT budget tabs review. And I guess that could be 10 minutes. Why don't we make that 10 minutes? We may not need it all. Number seven will be business plans needed in place before any sale of any major asset. And number eight, and that could be, let's put 30 minutes on that. And then adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Are there any additions, changes, discussion?
Question.
Yes, Arthur.
Says adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. So is that just adjourning, or is that adjourning to an executive session?
I don't think we need an executive session. If anybody thinks we do, yeah. So yes, just adjourning period.
Okay.
Anyone else?
That's it for me.
We'll hear a little bit more about the agenda in the chair's announcements. Did I hear Susan?
No, Grace.
Oh, go ahead, Grace.
I just sent two emails regarding the archives. I don't expect to get to that tonight, but I think it's interesting and important information that I felt this committee should have.
Grace, or Arpal, you could answer this. Arpal, is Grace on the NFC list yet?
Yeah, you know, I saw that email just before we went on here, and I'm calling this up, and if you want to give me a second, I will look right now, and I'm not seeing her. No, she's not on the list. I sent the email out, the invitation out at some point. Let's see.
Okay, I'll look for it. Maybe it's in my spam.
Ah, well, okay. Didn't we have this conversation already? All right, anyway. Look for it, and if you don't find it, I can send you another one after the meeting.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Arpal.
This is McFadden.
Okay. Who's that, James?
Yeah, this is McFadden. I joined.
Huh. Welcome. Thought you were out in the Wild West there. Nature. Okay. So we're discussing the agenda, and I'm asking if there's any more discussion. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. That brings us to number four, the chair's announcements. I'll just read the current ones. The executive director is attending a family event and will not be with us tonight. She has announced that Pacifica will make payroll this period, so discussions about what to do if we do not will be taken up again next week. because it's, of course, not going away, the issue. But we need the executive director, in my opinion, to discuss the alternatives that she's considering. Okay, tonight we will further review the KPFT budget, which was posted last week, complete with all tabs. Review of the Pacifica National Office budget will be postponed until next week when the executive director will be with us. We will also discuss how funds from any sale of a building might be allotted, including what business plans should be developed before any such action is approved. There are no other new announcements. So that brings us back to number five, our poll minutes. I didn't see any. Were there?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, I sent them out yesterday.
Okay, I didn't see them.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead?
I move that we approve the minutes of the September 27th, 2022 NFC meeting.
Is there any discussion? Any corrections, changes? With the understanding that changes can be offered at any time in the future, we'll consider that done. There's no objection. Hearing none, that's done. And that takes us to the next item. I'm just going to take a moment to say something I mentioned before we started, but some people weren't here yet. I had a flu shot this morning, and it's kind of kicking my butt at the moment. So I'm going to be counting on all of you good people to carry the meeting forward in the conversation.
Normally those shots are given in the arm, not in the butt.
Good. That's true. I can verify that. So that brings us to number six. You'll recall we had a rather fulsome discussion of the KPFT budget last week, but the tabs were missing, and we requested that the tabs be provided. They were posted last week, and so everybody has had a chance to look at them now. Is there any discussion? Does anybody want to say anything about that? Who did I hear?
Sorry, it's Kamal. I got disconnected.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're back. Got it.
I'm back.
Okay, so.
And Julie, I'm just reporting that I'm here.
Hi, Julie. Nice. Thank you. So I'm asking if there's any further discussion of the KPFT budget that we, I think, reviewed and found to be meeting our expectations and was ready to move on to the NFC. I mean, to the PMB, but there was a request for the tabs to be added. The tabs have been added. They've been posted for a week. Does anybody have any discussion on that budget with the addition of the tabs? And then I will ask, are we ready to craft a proposal offering that budget to the PMB with the same proviso that it would be pending the approval of the national office budget so we can get the central services formula established. But pending that this is recommended to the PMB for approval. So without a motion, I guess we can't discuss it. Why don't I move that the NFC recommends to the PMB the adoption of the KPFT budget pending inclusion of central services information and I guess that's it. Anybody have more words, different words? Our Paul, were you able to get that?
Okay, what I have is the NFC recommends to the PNB the adoption of the KPFT draft FY23 budget pending inclusion of central services information.
Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that done. Thank you all. And
James, now I do have a question.
Yes.
A general question, not on that issue, just a general question. This particular format for the budget with all the tabs, is that something that traditionally all the stations complete, or is that just something specific to KPFT's format?
There is a convoluted history of how the different stations approach their budget. We have tried to unify it with limited success. So where we left it when last discussed was, for now, we're just taking the budgets pretty much in the format that the stations are able to get them to us in. But obviously, eventually, we want to have a uniform template for the budgets. We were working toward that with NETA, and we've taken, I guess, a pause in their absence. But I hope, you know, the intention is to renew that course shortly. I won't go into the convoluted history. Different stations have used different methods. New methods were adopted, but not all stations picked them up. Et cetera.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Good question. Okay.
I'd like to kind of along those same lines. I was really surprised at how many extra tabs this, you know, a budget for a fairly small organization.
Mm-hmm.
Had or and I just was kind of curious if that was something that was historical or some of these tabs. I mean, there was a lot of tabs there.
Well, really, some of them. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, I wasn't going to take the time to try to go through and figure out why so many tabs, and so or the links between different tabs and the main budget that we got previously. And I wonder if somebody could just give a 5-minute summary of, I mean, maybe these things are just kind of, I guess first question is this, all those tabs, were they linked together? Were they, you know, was information on all those tabs linked into the main budget, or are they just kind of like separate? Does that make sense? I mean, you know how I know how tabs are. You know, I had a 15 level budget, so it's, you know, essentially 15 tabs like this that I developed at one point years ago, and you link them all together. And
I'm going to defer, James, to our Paul if he cares to give a brief history of how this developed. But I will say that I think that the different templates that have come into use were intended for all the stations, so that there are certain things that apply to some stations but not to others. But since the idea was to get a uniform system going, and so that's one reason for the number of them. Arpal, do you care to offer any history on that?
Part of the answer is yes. We did have uniform templates for all the stations for years, and then we suddenly didn't, and people went and did it their own way, and to the point that the NFC has passed in the past couple of years even budgets that were based on just a PDF which you couldn't begin to check the numbers of at all. And it would, sometimes they'd send in a PDF that had no tabs. You know, so it was very little information. Having many tabs is the way it was done in the past and the way it was supposed to be done. And I think it's the better way of doing it because you get to check and see stuff and say, you know, gee, what's this? Because you're more likely to notice something with a lot of tabs. So, I guess that's as much as I can say about it. I have not checked all of the interlinking of the particular spreadsheet we're talking about. But it's all supposed to be all linked up. So you can go from one sheet to the next, and it should all link up that way.
I guess what I was asking, and maybe you can respond to this, is the main budget, the one we got before, the main sheet, which typically has all the information on it, are the tabs, are they derived from the main budget, or is it, normally I would think you'd have your main budget in each tab, the main budget would pull out numbers out of the tabs into the main budget rather than the other way around. And I'm just wondering how this, in this particular case, how it's done.
That's my understanding of how it was done.
I gave two options. Either the main budget is derived from the tabs or the tabs are derived from the main budget. And if you click on, when I click on an element in the spreadsheet, it looks like it's just involves numbers in the main spreadsheet. It looks like it's not pulling anything out of the tabs, and maybe the tabs are just, are pulling stuff out of the main budget. That's just the question.
Okay. Well, it was my understanding that it was the other way around, and that's why Markeisha had it already and could produce it so quickly for us when it was requested.
When you say the other way around, just say what you mean. Don't can you say exactly what you
mean? I mean that the main budget, the main sheet, as you say, was derived from the tabs. In other words, the tabs came first, and then the budget was created from the tabs. That was my understanding of how it was done.
Okay. Then if that's the case, if you adjust the tab, then you're going to see it a change in the main budget. But if that means when you click on an element in the main budget, it should reflect a number in the tab. And I guess I'm just, maybe I'm not clicking on the right ones, but most of them just show as numbers or a sum of, columns and at least I didn't see any, and I clicked on maybe 20 or so. I didn't see any elements.
There's no formula there. No.
There's no formula. That referred to anything in the tabs. And so that, to me, it said that you do the main budget, and the tabs are just a way to pull out stuff out of the main budget so somebody can see something else, or maybe display something else that's completely independent of the main budget.
Right. I know that Stephanie worked closely with Markeisha on this. I was not there when they did it. I don't know what they did, but that's what I thought they actually said, that that's how they had done it. So we'll have to wait till next week, and we can ask them.
I'm seeing formulas in cells in places.
Yeah, but they're like sum of columns or something like that, or right? If you're going to link to another tab, it has to have the tab name as part of the path,
I see some of them on the main FY 2023 annual budget tab. Some of this stuff is just numbers in the general field that gets summed up. I guess the best thing is to ask the person to put the spreadsheet together exactly how they would like us to read all of this.
This is a question. It's not a complaint or anything else. I just want to make sure that that's clear. I just want to understand, how these are constructed, and You know, and if it's the case that the tabs are derived from the main spreadsheet, then having the tabs is not quite so essential. But can be helpful. And some of the tabs also look like they might just be some extra information that, you know, has included that might be extracted out to the main one, but not actually linked. And I just kind of was curious, you know, about that process.
Good question.
If I could offer this, in that main sheet, column AL, row 8, is linked to a tab, a supporting sheet. That's about the only row that I see that's linked to a supporting sheet. AL, AM, all on row 8.
I'm trying to get there.
That listener support revenue is linking to pledge listener support collection tab. So you've got something there, but the rest of it doesn't appear to be.
Oh, I'm on AL. What was the thing you said? AL.
AL, and it's row 8.
Oh, you're right. There's one, yeah. I think they're far and few between, but no, I didn't hit on any during this process, and that's one I didn't click on. Yeah, so you're right. So, and it may go both ways. Again, I didn't mean this as criticism. I just want to understand, you know, what they're doing to construct this.
Chris to the stack.
Go ahead, Chris.
Is Markeisha present tonight?
She is not.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, well. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. It was my understanding that she was going to be present for most of the meetings, but I'll be inquiring as to how that's going to work out. All right, listen, I think that unless there's any further discussion there, I need to take a little break to cough and blow my nose and sneeze. So... I'm going to ask if we could move on to the next item, which is number 7, which is based on the piece that we just posted to the NFC list. And some of us saw earlier, but I don't think everyone did. But basically, I'm going to ask Grace Aaron to take the lead in discussing this while I mute myself and do my little routine here with my sickness, and I'll join you, you know, shortly. Grace, do you want to introduce this topic?
Okay, even though I really hope that the KPFK building does not have to be sold, still there is a possibility it may have to be. So I'd like to start a discussion about the disposition of proceeds from the sale of the KPFK building, should that sale actually happen. This is a partial list. I'd like to actually have it be a motion brought to this committee to be discussed at this time. Should I read it, James?
Do you have? Okay. You have a motion that you sent out earlier, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll read it.
Yeah, probably good if you read that in there.
Yeah. One.
And Grace, before you go ahead. Let me just say that we posted this to the NFC list at about 8:15, I think. For anyone who hadn't seen it.
All right.
Can I make just a suggestion? Since there's enough of these that if somebody's just listening, by the time you get to the end of the list, they'll have forgotten them, you know, 5 of the ones before it. So maybe we should just. Is there a good summary, you know, of like what the the gist of this is, and then maybe just to handle them one at a time? Would that be a better way?
Well, yeah, I think it would be easier just to read the whole thing because
and then discuss
and
them
then,
all.
And then take one at a time so that we have the context because, you know, if we discuss the first one, the natural tendency will to be add in everything that's in the other ones into the first one. So let everyone see that they're if you know what I mean. Let me read everything
typically
first.
Typically the way we approach a motion is to read it and then take it, you know, a piece at a time. So why don't we go ahead and do that?
Okay, good. One, the sale of the building will have a contingency clause stipulating that the buyer will lease the building back to current tenants at a reasonable monthly rate, suggested $6,000 per month, for a period of 1 year with a renewal option for an additional year at the same rate if the tenants choose to continue occupancy. Two, all KPFK and Pacifica archive payables will be completely retired or forgiven, including all personnel financial obligations, all legal settlements, all central service debt, etc. This debt retirement shall take place prior to any other payment of debt or spent of the proceeds, except for escrow and realtor fees and payment of the principal balance of the FJC loan related to the KPFK building. Three, an escrow account will be opened to include enough money to cover rental for KPFK and the archives for a period of 4 years at current rental market rates, but not less than $10,000 per month. In other words, a minimum of $480,000 will be set aside in an escrow account exclusively for the payment of rent slash housing for KPFK and the Pacifica Archives. Four, a separate escrow account shall be opened for the payment of salary and benefits for at least 1 year for a full-time general manager to be chosen by the ED from the pool of candidates from the most recent KPFK GM search. This expense shall take precedence over the payment of any other debt outside of the payments stipulated above. Five, funds of $150,000 shall be set aside for the rebuilding of KPFK to be used at the discretion of the GM and ED for market research, program improvement, streamlining of financial and membership management, etc. Before all or part of these funds can be used, a plan for how any expenditure will result in increased revenue and or audience shall be sent to the LSC, NSC, and PNB for review. Six, after the above priorities, the next priority for funding from the sale proceeds shall be to set aside enough money to pay for a national election supervisor plus any and all expenses related to long overdue Pacifica LSB elections. That's it.
Could I, our poll for a point here? Okay, it starts out disposition of proceeds. We need for it to be a motion here. How about we say that the NFC adopt the following, and then it follows disposition of proceeds. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Oh, or this is going to the PNB, right? So that would be that the NFC recommends to the PNB the following, right, and then disposition. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, now we should start with discussion of number one. I can read number one again if you'd like.
Sure.
One.
Please.
The sale of the building will have a contingency clause stipulating that the buyer will lease the building back to current tenants at a reasonable monthly rate, suggested $6,000 per month, for a period of 1 year with a renewal option for an additional year at the same rate if the tenants choose to continue occupancy. So now we'll open that for discussion.
Okay, well, the first, I'm going to just jump in here and say, you know, while agreements like that are had, that would obviously limit some buyers' interest. So I think possibly maybe not being quite putting something, I would consider putting something on the end of that to indicate that it's not
this way or the highway, but that, you know, we could negotiate within some parameters. Just a thought.
Jim, can I respond to that?
Of course.
Okay. Just to tell you, the Nakapon building, that is the exact agreement that we came to the buyer of the building in Berkeley that used to house the national office, and it was acceptable to the buyer. And there's every likelihood in Los Angeles that the KPFK building will be torn down to develop it into a multi-story, a 5 or 6 or 8 story building on that lot, in which case the buyer will need time to do architectural work and to get permits. So it may be an advantage to the buyer to have the building be occupied. Also, we might add to the negotiation that the tenants are willing to have some renovation occur while they are renting. While KPFK and the Archives is renting back the building. So I don't think
I'm going to give myself one response, just to say that I appreciate all of that, but you know, perhaps we should not come into the negotiations with a set prescription for how that will work, but you know, feel it out as we go along. But that's, you know, that's a matter of negotiation.
Yeah, should in parentheses, open to negotiation at the end of that.
Yeah, or something that could be determined, that sort of thing. I hear you, James. So it's just a suggestion. I'm not offering language yet. Let's go on and have one more discussion and see where it goes. Go ahead, James.
Okay.
McFadden, I'm sorry.
I was going to say the same thing, that when you say we'll have a contingency clause stipulating the buyer will lease, what if a buyer comes along and says, you know, if you guys get out in 60 days, I'll pay $1 million more. It seems like, you know, there's, you know, if you force this to go, what you're doing is really you're restricting the buyers, and there may be some buyers that you know really want to have that, you know, building right away, and they don't want to wait around for it. I kind of agree with James that this is requiring every restriction we put on it is going to reduce the number of buyers, and that's going to reduce the price that we get for the building. And so we should just be real careful about having, you know, requirements unless they're absolutely essential. And maybe a 1 year period is essential, because I don't know enough about it, but boy, if somebody offered $1 million more to get out in 60 days, I think, you know, Michael Novick could get everybody out of there in that time for that extra $1 million. Just saying.
Point well taken. Let me think of other language, adding some, amending this while we have further discussion. That's okay.
Great. Grace, I want to point out that it was mentioned that the KPFK LLC hasn't looked at this yet. We don't have the executive director here to discuss it with her. So what I was envisioning here is to have a general discussion about the topic, which is basically, let's make a business plan before we just jump off into space and do this. This is not something I think we necessarily have to have in final form tonight. Would you agree?
Yes.
Good. So is there anybody else who wants to chime in on this opening part?
Mr. Chair, Susan?
Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I just want to agree with your premise that it is best to take up asset sales and proceeds in the context of a business plan, and that we should be looking to the lead of the executive director in developing that and commenting on it. Thank you.
So, Grace, since we're not going to probably come to a vote on this, would you be content for now to just, you know, take some notes, work on, you know, other language, and, you know, possibly communicate with others during the week and see what we can come up with for further discussion next week? But let's go on and continue to discuss it and get initial reactions from people. Would that be great?
Well, I would rather, you know, have it finished tonight, but let's see how the discussion goes.
Good. Okay. So let me just see if there's anybody else who wants to comment on this first part.
R. Paul and Julie.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, I'm not commenting on the first part. I'm commenting on the fact that, we don't have a meeting set for next week. We have a meeting set for 2 weeks from now. Is that okay with people?
Didn't we decide to meet on a weekly basis? One second.
Yeah, for a while we did, and that time has expired.
Well, perhaps why don't we postpone this conversation to, maybe we can add an item to the end of the agenda, which is that next meeting date.
Let me look at the agenda here for a second. And, yeah, this is why putting new business at the end is usually a good idea. By the way, we postponed a motion from the last meeting, and I don't see it here, but this is life. Maybe people have
Mr.
other
Chair.
Agreements I don't know about.
Is that on the approval? Hold on.
Mr. Chair?
R. Paul, wait a minute, Susan, please. I hear you. R. Paul, was
I'm
that
just
on
noting
the approval
this.
Accounts that Chris Corey had suggested?
Hold on. Let's see. Let me scroll down. I know it, but I don't want to just say it. I want to make sure that I – oh, God.
If that's the case, I think Chris did you actually make that a motion or did you defer?
No, I'm not talking about Chris's motion. At the last meeting
–
okay, the fastest, easiest way to do
Paul,
this.
It's the variable payroll motion.
Okay.
And Beth's amendment, both of those were postponed to this meeting, but I think the chair does not want to bring them up this meeting.
Well, it's because
Stephanie's,
I believe it was...
not here.
Okay.
Right. Stephanie's not here, and I think some of that was pending consultation with general counsel, and I don't know if that happened.
Here. Okay.
Chris,
okay,
well,
no, we do next week. We
Mr.
have to do
Chair?
It later. Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Susan, I'm going to recognize you if it's on this colloquy back and forth, but
it is.
We also have
it
you
is.
And Julie on the. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm asking is, how do we know the time urgency for addressing the variable payroll issue and any authorizing interim financing efforts? Do we know what the time is that's critical for that? And if we need a meeting next week to be able to address these things on a timely basis since we're not addressing them this week?
Well, I think since we have heard from the executive director that we will make payroll this period, it would be approximately 2.5-3 weeks before we come to the next critical point. But I don't think we should wait till we get there. I think we should schedule a meeting next week when the executive director will be back. Hopefully she will have consulted with general counsel and given us some better idea of what's legal and what's not with regard to these creative solutions payroll.
I move that we schedule a meeting for next week.
Can we do that in the middle of this conversation, R. Paul?
I would say no. I think the thing to do is to deal with this however we're going to deal with it, and after we've either passed or postponed this. I think we're postponing this. We should then somebody make a motion. We meet next week. Otherwise, it gets bollocked up, and the minutes will become hard to read.
Understood. Is that okay with you, Susan? Susan?
Yes, that's fine with me.
Wonderful.
Okay, this is Grace for the SAC.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I have an amendment to the first clause, and that is negotiations shall include
there, Grace,
the possible...
Grace, before we go there, I want to... we had a previous stack that had Susan and Julie on it, so I want to go to them first if we could. Sorry about that. Susan, do you want to reclaim your spot on the stack, or has that gone, by the way?
Yes, I do.
James, can you add me to the stack? This is Chris. Thanks.
Gotcha, Chris.
So is this pertaining to Grace's motions? Is that the subject right now?
Well, we had a little colloquy there about, you know, should we be having a meeting next week, and, you know, or when is the time period that's critical, which is the part that you brought up. So we kind of diverted away from Grace's motion to a discussion of the time frame. And I took some people out of turn for that. So I think now we're going back to the discussion that we were on before, which was Grace's motion.
My comment is I do not wish to consider this at all until there is, we're talking about a business plan. So I will be voting against everything.
You gave a rationale earlier. Would you like to repeat that?
I gave a rationale previously, or Grace did?
You did.
Yes.
Being that the ED is not here, and we need her to be.
ED would not.
You know, she's the one going to be making the plans.
And to participate in this discussion, and I think without her input, we will not be adequately informed to discuss the main motion or any amendments.
Okay, that's fair. So next on the stack was Julie.
Yeah, on this first item, what I would suggest doing is, you know, somehow changing it to instead of there will be a contingency clause and it says they will do these things, is to say there's a preference for bidders who would agree to this a contingency clause such as, you know, and then that's clear that you're leaving it open to negotiation, but, you know, there's some desire to not have to move out immediately.
Yeah, I think you could use language like, you know, the way this is sometimes done in advertising is, you know, with a possible lease back to the current owner, that sort of thing. You know, again, not to scare away buyers, but to let them know that that's a possibility in case, as was pointed out, they might find it advantageous.
Right. That's
okay,
it.
That's interesting comment. So let's, are you done, Julie?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask somebody to mute. We're getting some background noise, and then go to Chris.
I think I'm before Chris, Jim. This is Grace.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think you're right. Whoever is at that, I don't hear it anymore. Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I have an amendment here, and that is negotiations shall include the possibility of having a contingency clause stipulating that the buyer will lease the building back, et cetera. Okay?
Want to read that again more slowly?
Okay, I can email it to you. I have it written down. Negotiations shall include the possibility of having a contingency clause stipulating that the buyer will lease the building back to current tenants at a reasonable monthly rate, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
All right. I look forward to getting from the thing right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the probably the least important clause in this motion. So I would strongly suggest that we just accept it and move on to the second part. I mean, I know Chris is on the stack, so. Anyway, I'm putting forward that amendment, so we should actually dispense with the amendment before we go back to discussing this clause
so
as motion.
You formally amended your motion, so now we're going to have discussion. And you, do you think you motivated it enough, or would you like to motivate it?
I think I motivated it adequately.
Okay. Any other discussion on this?
Okay, hold on. One, if I could get the email with that exact wording right away, it would help. Otherwise, we have to go through it so I can type it fast. Two, you know, the whole motion is on the floor. So if people want to go to various parts of it and things like that, it is possible to do that. And I will also – well, okay, that's the preliminary part of it, those two points. Thank you.
Point of information.
Sorry, was that Beth?
Yes.
Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, what does this mean for our process for tonight? Does this, I had understood there, we had talked earlier about postponing the vote on this, that this was for discussion tonight and that we would postpone a vote on it until the next meeting, hopefully next week, allowing time for the local KPFK Finance Committee to weigh in on it tomorrow because they haven't had that chance yet.
Yes, so well, that was my understanding when I sent out the agenda and, you know, we had a brief discussion, but it is the right of any member to make a motion and then to make an amendment to their motion. So at some point, if we feel, you know, if the body, if the group feels that we're getting too much into the weeds of the details of a thing which we're not sure of the direction of yet, then somebody, you know, somebody almost did, but somebody eventually will move to postpone. But I'm hoping we can get as much discussion of this, you know, done just so we are getting an understanding of, you know, how people feel about this before we go to that. Because if we've moved to postpone, then we're done with it and we're, you know, we don't have much else to do here. So I was hoping we could get the discussion going. No, this is my response to Beth's question about what are we doing here.
Well, this is,
so yes, my I laid out a way that I wanted to approach it, but Grace is coming back with an actual motion and now an amendment to the motion. So she's crafting a motion that we're eventually going to have to vote on one way or another tonight, or, you know, at least parts of it as far as we get. That's just an answer to Beth's question. Go ahead, Beth.
Further clarification. Thank you. Yes. Would that mean then that if we vote on these each clause, section by section, with or without amendments, does that close the discussion on those items so that when we take it to the next meeting, we begin with a vote and we won't have any further discussion? Does it freeze the motion right there, or will there be future opportunity next week for further amendments?
Jim, can I respond to that in my understanding?
No, Grace, I will respond to that. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
So I think that lost my train of thought. I think that, you know, you can always amend a motion in a future meeting. You can, you can amend a resolution at a future meeting. So nothing is written in stone until it's written in stone.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure that door was still open, and thank you.
So Grace, we had Chris on the stack, and but you came in with an amendment to your own motion, so we need to.
I think we're almost done with that, James. Yeah, we're almost done with that.
Yeah,
the amendment.
So let's just ask if there's any more discussion on the amendment. And now I guess we'll ask our call to take a vote.
James, ask, is there any objections?
There is objection because I'm still trying to copy it in so it can be coherent. Please hold on a second.
Okay,
I sent it to you, our call. I sent it to you.
I got it.
Yeah, he's just moving your stuff from one place to another, Grace.
Okay.
I heard it read, but are we going to be sent the rewording of one? So we can read it?
Could you send it to us, all, please?
Our Paul will probably read when he has
it
amended.
Yeah, just let's give our Paul a chance to get it.
I can send it to you. NFC.
Let me read it. I've got it. Okay. The amendment as I have it reads, to strike, quote, the sale of the building will have, unquote, and replace it with negotiations shall include the possibility of having, unquote, which would make the thing read, one, negotiation shall include the possibility of having a contingency clause, and the rest of it stays the way it was in the first place.
Okay. So now we know what we're voting on. Is there any objection? Hearing none, I think
the amendment's adopted.
Yes, I was tempted to object myself, but I guess I'm not going to do that. Okay, so the amendment is adopted.
Okay. Can I have my place on the stack?
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
It was to a previous comment that you made, actually. It was about the the accrual thing. That was an amendment.
Yeah.
To the postponed motion, and I never actually got it to the floor. So once the postponed measure is put on the floor again, I would like to amend it. So there's no point in that, but we should move to postpone that thing again unless we're going to discuss it tonight.
Okay, and
At some point.
Yeah.
Probably postponing this and that other thing at the end of this discussion would be the best move. Anyway, we're not in a position to do that now, just a suggestion. Thank you.
Good. I hear you. Good. Thank you. Okay. So,
Julie, shall we go on to the point of information?
Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're in open session, right?
Yes.
And the motion that Chris was talking about, was that postponed from last week's open session or from last week's closed? Because if it was closed, we shouldn't be talking about it.
I must admit I'm a little confused because I did talk to Stephanie about whether any conversation of the payroll situation should be closed, and she didn't think so for this meeting or a future meeting. But that's a good question. I think it might have been on the closed session.
I'm looking it up at this very moment.
Thank you.
Thanks, Harper.
I can spell. Okay, from 11:01. Okay, okay, 1 second. Let me just bring this up in other software. So, 1 second.
At 11:01, I think we were in closed session. That's when it happened.
Okay, we're scrolling through last weekend. Yes, that was in executive session.
Yep,
in executive session.
All right, so we'll let's not discuss that any further.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No worry. No, I didn't catch it myself. So are we ready now to go on to the next section of Grace's motion? I believe so.
Is the chair ruling that this will be done only section by section, or I'm not going to do anything about that one way or the other. I'm just wondering if we're because the fact is that people do get to debate things in their entirety, and you know, I just want everybody to be aware that that can be done. That's all. Okay. Thank
yes,
you.
I think we will do that eventually. Our fall. Maybe toward the end, but I think we reached a consensus that we would read it and then take it apart piece by piece when we started this.
Point of order, James?
Yes, Chris.
How many items are on the agenda? I'm sorry to ask you this question. I should know the answer, but I don't. How many items are on the agenda tonight?
This would be the last one, except
okay,
for set
you,
next meeting, which we'll have to determine.
I'm just trying to time it out. Okay, thank
gotcha.
You.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, Grace, I think we're ready to go on to the next section.
Okay, very good. Two, all KPFK and Pacifica Archive payables will be completely retired or forgiven, including all personnel, financial obligations, all legal settlements, all central service debt, et cetera. This debt retirement shall take place prior to any other payment of debt or spending of the proceeds, except for escrow and realtor fees and payment of the principal balance of the FJC loan related to the KPFK building.
Okay, I know that there is some controversy about this. Could you motivate that, please? I got you, James. But, Grace, I want you to motivate that, please, so people know where you're coming from on it?
Yes. KPFK is giving up its building, essentially, that it's been housed in for a long time. We're not asking for all buildings to be sold to retire the debt. That it would possibly be a possibility to sell the KPFA, KPFK, and KPFT buildings. Currently have no capability of assuming any of these financial obligations. It's very possible to do this. We did this a few years ago with the retiring the improperly placed WBAI debt, and this is an internal situation. It doesn't have to do. It doesn't have any impact on the totality of Pacifica finances. It helps with internal management, but that could be sorted out in a different way. So we have legal obligations, for instance, a legal settlement with a past employee. We have a severance matters. We have anything else, and we would need that to be forgiven in exchange for the national office using a significant amount, or Pacifica as a whole, using a significant amount of the proceeds of the sale of the building. Currently, one-third of the property, the value of the property, is collateralized within the FJC loan. I'm not sure about the collateralization with the EIDL loan, but that doesn't need to be paid down. It may need to be paid down. I'm not sure what the specifics are in the EIDL loan. if it's collateralized, if the building collateralizes part of the loan. I'm sorry I'm getting into the weeds here. But anyway, in order to revive KPFK, we need a clean slate. We're not going to be able to shoulder a high rent, which we're losing a situation where we're rent-free at the moment. We can't even make our bills without paying rent, let alone with paying rent. So we need to make sure that some of the money from the sale of the KPFK building is used to resuscitate and recreate the KPFK station. So in order to do that, we have to have a start from zero. And zero means no central service debt, no payment of legal settlements or personnel obligation, back personnel obligation, or any other utility debt or any other debt from any other vendors. We need to start off at zero, and also there needs to be some investment so that the station can revive itself.